Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratefulness in your hearts. Welcome to the Anointed Mic, where we look at music from the secular to the liturgy. We examine culture, the influence of music, and how they can serve God, the church, and humanity. And here is your host.
Well, welcome to last episode. We spoke about holy hip hop, so I wanted to showcase some of the holy hip hop that I was speaking to you about from both Protestant and Catholic squares. Now, I try to put music that is general, so to speak. It just speaks about praising Christ and the gospel and spreading the gospel,
and not spreading, you know, propaganda or doctrines and things like that. What I mean by that is, like, you know, obviously there's some Protestant denominations who love to proselytize and often attack the Catholic Church, you know, calling the Pope the Antichrist, and the Catholics worship Mary, that they worship Stash and things like that. So if there's music like that that promotes those ideas, I will not play that, because That does not promote the message of Christ. It promotes ideology and error, lies. Because we all know that the Pope is not the Antichrist. I mean, the Antichrist will not be promoting Christ. I mean, that's just stupid right there. The very word Antichrist means that you are against Christ. So why would you be preaching Christ in the first place? And if you read and you listen to the Pope's messages, all the Popes from the time we started recording audio, they all praise Jesus Christ. None of them have promoted any Antichrist ideology or anything against Christ. None of them. And none of them were self-serving. They never promoted themselves or treated themselves as somebody equal to Christ or above Christ. People, some Protestants love to claim that because the Pope is called the Vicar of Christ, that he's replacing Christ. But again, that's ignorance, because nowhere in the Catholic doctrine does it say that the Pope replaces Jesus Christ. He is just the Vicar, the representative, the Prime Minister, the right hand that is running the show on earth until Jesus Christ comes again. He is the servant of Jesus Christ. He is not serving himself. So the title Vicar of Christ does not mean that he's replacing Jesus Christ. When people say that he's Christ on earth, what that's saying is that he's representing Christ. He's like Christ on earth, the representative of Christ on earth. Not that he is directly Christ on earth, or ontologically Christ on earth, genetically, spiritually Christ on earth. He is not Christ on earth. And Catholics do not worship Mary. Again, we do not worship statues. So I will not play any music from Christians who promote ideology or hatred of Catholicism or any other denomination, but which is rare, because most of the time they often attack the Catholic Church. But I will not be playing any of that. We will be playing positive Christian music that praises Jesus Christ and promotes generic Christian values and the Christian message that we should love God above all things and love neighbor as we love ourselves. So I will take this episode to showcase some of the holy hip-hop that I've been speaking about, so that those of you who are not aware of it will hopefully become aware of it and listen to it and support our Christian rappers out there and the message and the endeavor of spreading the word of God, so that the word of God go viral, you know, go viral around the world, like videos on TikTok, on Instagram, X, which is formerly known as Twitter, and Facebook, and whatever else they're developing out there, which will come out in a year or 2 years from now. There's so many new social media sites I can't keep up with. But the bottom line is that hip-hop must be used to spread the gospel. As a matter of fact, many of the pioneers of hip-hop are getting into religion. They're doing religious things. And I mentioned DJ Flame, who hosts a show similar to what I'm doing now, called The Anointed Mic Check. We are The Anointed Mic, because she's a DJ, I'm not. But I wanted to focus more on the anointedness of music and the expression of it, and to analyze it, whereas she just plays the music and gives some commentary from her on Protestant background. But in this podcast, we want to focus not only on the music, but also on the elements of it, the cultural aspects, like what about this beat makes it catchy, where did it come from, how did it develop, what culture it comes from, how is it being used to promote the faith in Christ, in Jesus Christ, and so forth, and other genres of music, not just hip-hop, but we're going to play Latino music, we're going to play music from other denominations, from other cultures, and whatnot, just so we could see, even secular music, so we could see how it could be used to promote the faith in Jesus Christ. So without further ado, I'm going to play some music here. I hope you enjoy it. I hope it helps you while you're praying. And hopefully you get to check them out for yourself and, you know, purchase their music, help them out, because these are working people. They're doing their best to spread the gospel, and we should help them out the best way possible so that they can, you know, continue to spread the gospel and in their ways and be creative with it. So, enjoy.
Turn the beat up, offer don't smile. Lil' Crepe, you can say I got the most high.
66 books,
I got word game. 5 believers in the car, and we on the same. We rap Christ. We rap Christ on the regular. Romans 1:16, I'm telling ya. Be slapping like a pimp to his girlfriend. Looking so crazy, even though we not secular. We go in all the way. 100,000 young folk in the building, lifting up the name. You can say I'm all the way, all the way, all the way turned up. Master to the loud bass. Who said we couldn't have fun? Hitting my Dougie, but I represent the sun. Put your Bible in the air if you represent the king, boy. It's right here.
In the air like an airplane, no crash landed.
I live until I fly, man. And you gotta know the word, if you don't, you absurd. And you gotta follow it like Twitter. When you speak the word, it's everything to conquer all. Plus it lifts you up, see style. I got my Bible, word is in my heart. I can speak it all night long like Lionel. Lamp it to my feet, light it to my path. Gotta soak it all the way in, sponge bath. It's the only thing that keeps you. And when the devil comes, just tell him to move. Cause we already won and it's already done. But yeah, we gotta grind for the king. But now we gotta rap Christ all day with our Bible in the air. Put the Bible in the air right now, yeah.
Bibles in the air, Bibles in the air, Bibles in the air, Bibles in the air. Put your Bibles in the air, Bibles in the air, Bibles in the air, Bibles. Put your Bibles in the air, Bibles in the air, Bibles in the air, Bibles in the air, Bibles.
All 12 Marines aboard the Black Hawk were killed this morning
when a young lady stabbed
at about
7
suicide in
Brooklyn. Brooklyn.
killing all 10,000 people are dead by the body of
They're causing great suffering and anguish in these times of terror.
Yeah. Feel it. Don't be afraid.
You think that you're the only one that gotta suffer? You think that you're the only one with pain to suffer?
Everybody got a thing they gotta suffer.
Rich or poor,
don't matter, gotta suffer.
You think that you're the only one that gotta suffer? You think that you're the only one with pain to suffer?
Everybody
got a thing they gotta suffer.
Rich or poor,
don't matter, gotta suffer.
Rich man goes to the doctor, gonna find out all the rich food he ate, gonna make him die of gout. Wiping kids are crying, suffering the pain, wondering if they don't change, gonna die the same. Woman's man is dead and gone, got no more salary. Take a honey's van, go to the art gallery. She gotta try to find some other things that she can sell. Now she knows how it feels living in a single parent hell. What about the woman, 10 kids in the ghetto hood? The rich woman understands her sister did the best she could, getting kicked around. Prostitution, smoking crack, she had to work the streets, make a money line on her back. The two are now connected. With all that they've been through, they seen the good that come from suffering. They change their point of view. It's gonna come to me, it's gonna come to you. Everybody got some suffering they got to go through.
You think that you're the only one that gotta suffer?
Ain't just you.
You think that you're the only one with pain to suffer?
Everybody
got a thing they gotta suffer.
Rich or poor,
don't matter, gotta suffer. You think that you're the only one that gotta suffer?
Ain't just you.
You think that you're the only one with pain to suffer?
Everybody
got a thing they gotta suffer.
Rich or poor,
don't matter, gotta suffer.
Some brothers think that they was born only to die, ready to die, willing to kill and crucify with the make-believe fantasy, violent life of a thug. They didn't realize it was their own grave that they dug with vulgar intelligent rhymes. They confused on the same CD. They wonder if God will excuse fascination, guns, clips and chicks. I can't explain, but I know they all be suffering, can't deal with the pain. Every move they make is a calculated step. It brings them one step closer to embracing early death. Looking back, one brother wished he was killed as a baby. They all trapped in a thug storm. It got them going crazy. Some of y'all got gifts. I give you props for your skills. Got the chill, be still, knock off the thrill to kill. Too much talent already been wasted. I thank God for y'all, though you're appreciated.
You think that you're the only one that gotta suffer?
Ain't just you.
You think that you're the only one with pain to suffer?
Everybody
got a thing they gotta suffer.
Rich or poor,
don't matter, gotta suffer. You think that you're the only one that gotta suffer?
Ain't just you.
You think that you're the only one with pain to suffer?
Everybody
got a thing they gotta suffer.
Rich or poor,
don't matter, gotta suffer.
Everybody.
I I don't think the thug thing is cool. I think the thug thing is cool. Check out what happened to the boy in the park. He was just 8 years old, a thug drug dealer chasing down another thug brother. Ran into the park, there was the boy with his mother. For the sake of front and presidential Benjamin Green, the kid caught a stray in the face and started to bleed. That Saturday, a tragic day, your boy had to die. What do you say to the mother when she comes screaming? Why they entertain? Platinum violence, kids get slain, it's insane. Tupac and Biggie and the boy are constantly framed. Pray to abstain from the lies, sustain the truth. We got to come together, y'all. We're losing mad youth. Pain is a part of life, it's something we all feel. Give your time and your money to the needy, keep it real. Suffering is like a good thief, it gives no warning. Let's stop playing the game for real. God is calling.
You think that you're the only one that gotta suffer?
You
think that you're the only one with pain to suffer?
Everybody
got a thing they gotta suffer.
Rich or poor,
don't matter, gotta suffer. You think that you're the only one that gotta
ain't
suffer?
You
think that you're the only one with pain to suffer?
Everybody
got a thing they gotta suffer.
Rich or poor,
don't matter, gotta suffer. You think that you're the only one that gotta suffer? You think that you're the only one with pain to suffer?
Everybody got a thing they gotta suffer.
Rich or poor,
don't matter, gotta suffer.
Why?
If you have T-Mobile 5G home internet, you might be hearing this a lot.
Why?
Every time your internet slows down during the busiest hours.
Why?
Because your network gives priority to cell phone users.
Why?
Good question. Why not switch to Cox Internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile?